The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
What is your vocation story? Ask any priest or nun or deacon, and they can tell you how they first heard God's call in their life. Some people have a short version and a medium version of their story. I only have a long version and a longer version. And every time I tell it, it seems to come out a little differently because memory is fluid. And also because my vocation is ongoing. The Lord continues to call. And I continue to try to respond. The Annunciation was Mary's vocation story. And while it is true that God does prepare every one of us in advance, developing in us already without us even realizing what God is doing, developing already in us the traits we need in order to hear His call once we're ready to start listening and then to respond to it. But having said that, it is also true that God's preparation of Mary for her vocation was truly extraordinary. This was because her vocation was truly extraordinary, far greater than that of any other person in all of human history, with the single exception of Jesus Himself. So, God preserved her from the effects of original sin, but He did this not so much for her sake, although she did benefit from that, but He did it because her role, her vocation, was to bear the Son of God into the world. And sin and God have nothing in common. God saw to it that her parents, Joachim and Anne, whose house we visited, formed her in their Jewish faith, including, as tradition has it, taking her to the temple and dedicating her to the Lord, to God, when she was 3 years old. And while she was still too young to marry, they arranged for Mary to be betrothed to Joseph, a saintly man, agreeing that the marriage would be consummated and thus finalized once she reached physical maturity. And once all this was in place, God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary to reveal to her God-given vocation, her role in God's plan, for which God had already prepared her in ways that she did not yet know. And what was her fourfold role in God's plan? She was to bear a son without ever having sexual relations, remaining a virgin. Her son's name is to be Jesus, meaning God saves, because her son is God, our Savior. Third, God will give her son the throne of David, his father, meaning that her vocation is to be the mother of the Messiah. And since the Messiah is the long-awaited Davidic king, she will be the mother of the king, the queen mother. And fourth, since her son is son of the Most High, she will become the mother of God. Because Jesus is already the second person of the Blessed Trinity from the beginning of all time, well before she ever conceives him in her womb. And so it is God that is born from her. And notice that amazingly, Gabriel lays all this out for her in just 3 verses. She's got a very short vocation story. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Now I ask you, you think Mary understood all this at the time? I doubt it. I know it took me a long time to fully realize what God's call in my life was going to entail. But Mary did not have to understand everything in order to say yes. All she needed to know was that the angel Gabriel's message really was from God. And once she realized that was the case, her response was automatic. If this is what God wants, it's what I want. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Meaning, whatever you want, Lord, I will do. Mary really had no idea what she was getting herself into. But she didn't have to know the whole plan, or even very much of the plan. All she needed to know was what God was asking of her at each moment along the way. The same is true for every one of us. Each one of you, each one of us, has our own personal God-given vocation, our own role in God's plan. Priests and nuns and deacons are not the only ones with a vocation, and so should not be the only ones with a vocation story. Every one of you has a very specific role in God's plan for which He has already prepared you in advance, creating in you the conditions and developing in you the traits that you will need in order to fulfill your role in His plan, in order to hear His call once you're ready to start listening, and then respond to it. Mary is the mother of the church. Mary is the model Christian. And here in this Basilica of the Annunciation, we ask her to help us to respond to God's call in our life with the same selfless generosity with which she responded to His call in hers. God grant that each one of us will say, "Behold, I too am a servant of the Lord. May God's will be done in me according to your word." In other words, that each one of us say, "Whatever you want, Lord, that's what I will do."